It is August 2nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Here's your mood brightener of the day from a story in the New York Times by Farnaz Fasashi and Michael Levinson. The lead paragraph reads, "The Secretary General of the United Nations warned on Monday that humanity was just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation, citing the war in Ukraine among the conflicts driving the risk to a level not seen since the height of the Cold War." So we've got that going for us. FMX Futures Exchange has named Terry Belton to its board of directors. Belton sat for an interview for John Lothian News as part of the History of Financial Futures video series in a video that was published in 2020. Our friends at IEX are not just about digital assets, it seems, but have ventured into the world of commodities for the latest episodes of Boxes and Lines featuring Ronan Ryan and John J.R. Ramsey. They interview Rich Council, the CEO of Stable, about market structure for unlisted commodities. For more Rich Council of Stable, watch the JLN video interview from this year's IDX, which we published earlier this summer. Last night, I was out on the Gold Coast in Chicago for dinner with my wife, Cheryl, and her brothers, and one brother's husband, and we experienced a lovely evening with no crime or reports of shots fired. It was a refreshing experience. JLN is not going to have a MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event this year. However, we are working on re-releasing some of our previous presentations in shorter versions. There is an example in today's newsletter of a presentation by CME Group's Terry Duffy that is just 3 minutes and 4 seconds long. We will have more details on this soon. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the New York Times. War, climate change, energy costs, how the wheat market has been upended. The price has fallen sharply from its peak after one major producer, Russia, invaded another, Ukraine. But that hasn't ended fears of a global hunger crisis. The price of wheat has tumbled from its peak after Russia invaded Ukraine, but experts say one of the world's most widely consumed foods remains in short supply and warn that a global hunger crisis still looms. Like oil, steel, beef, and other commodities integral to the economy, wheat shifts in price and availability in response to a complex set of overlapping factors such as geopolitics and the weather. While the falling price of wheat offers some respite for countries dependent on importing the crop, it may dissuade farmers from planting more. My comment. When I was a cub reporter for Commodity News Services, I covered the wheat market. I was told that if you could understand the wheat market, you could understand markets. I think that still holds. Here's a press release from Acuity. Acuity Proprietary Trading Manager's Insight Report Q3 2022. Acuity and Avalicom today released the Q3 Proprietary Trading Manager's Insight Report. This quarterly report was produced by Acuity in partnership with Avalicom, and it is designed to provide senior executives at proprietary trading firms across the world with high-value insight and deep dives. This quarterly report features my comment. One wonders if the team at Acuity gets seasick from all these deep dives they do. Here's a story from The Independent. Man who accidentally threw away $150 million in Bitcoin secures funding for plan to dig up landfill. James Howell says he has assembled a team of experts specializing in landfill mining, waste management, and AI-powered sorting. James Howell, a Welshman who claims he accidentally threw away a hard drive containing Bitcoin worth about £150 million, that's $184 million, in 2013, has reportedly secured funding to dig up a Newport landfill to find the lost drive. The funding has been secured. We've brought on an AI specialist. Their technology can easily be retrained to search for a hard drive, Mr. Howell told the BBC News. My comment, throwing good pounds after lost Bitcoin, really? Here's another story. This is a press release from Broadridge Financial Solutions. Blue Ocean Technology successfully integrates with Broadridge Trading and Connectivity Solutions to better serve banks and broker-dealers in North America and APAC regions on the NYFIX network around the clock. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. announced a global partnership with Blue Ocean Technologies, BOT, a unique capital markets fintech focused on global after-hours trading. Blue Ocean ATS, BOAT, will integrate with Broadridge's NYFIX order routing network to offer clients untapped after-market access to U.S. equities. My comment. JLN interviewed Blue Ocean's Brian Hinman when he was promoted to CEO. There's a link in today's newsletter for that interview. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Marex to acquire ED&F Man Capital Markets, a press release from Marex. Second was a legendary options trader who banked 70 consecutive months of profit above six figures shares his top four tips about Tony Saliba, founder of Mercury Digital Assets, from Insider. Third was Citadel Securities loses Flash Boys legal fight over IEX product, from Bloomberg, about Citadel Securities lawsuit against the SEC. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Financial Times. The headline is, SEC charges 11 in massive crypto Ponzi scheme. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged 11 people in an alleged $300 million cryptocurrency pyramid scheme, highlighting how authorities are increasing enforcement in digital asset markets. The Wall Street watchdog said the scheme, known as Forsage, raised funds by using promoters to convince millions of investors worldwide to recruit others into the program. Forsage is a fraudulent pyramid scheme launched on a massive scale and aggressively marketed to investors, said Carolyn Welshans, acting chief of the SEC's Crypto Assets and Cyber Unit. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, they quit Goldman Star trading team, then the bank raised alarms. Goldman accused a trading pair of accessing sensitive code on their way to a hedge fund. They said they're being baselessly tarnished for leaving together. Inside a lucrative and envied Goldman Sachs Group Inc. trading squad, a pair of employees racked up praise in their recent reviews. One was dubbed exceptional with an impeccable work ethic, the other as outperforming and a culture carrier. When the duo accepted new jobs at a hedge fund this year, they said the bank urged them to reconsider. One recalled that after he refused, his manager's tone shifted to a warning. I would be concerned about your behavior in the past at Goldman. Soon after, Goldman fired the pair. John J.P. Paul and Sina Lashkari from jobs on its program trading desk, telling regulators they access sensitive computer code without authorization or a valid business purpose. Goldman suspected but could not prove they intended to swipe some of the secret sauce behind several hundred million dollars in revenue, according to documents seen by Bloomberg. A notice it posted in their public employment records is now a red flag to any future employer. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, from global pandemic to pandemonium, amid the Ukraine war, inflation and tensions with China, governments pursue national interests above transnational values. The past 2 years were the years of global pandemic. So far, 2022 is looking like a year of global pandemonium. It began with Russia's invasion of Ukraine and has gone on to feature rising tensions between the U.S. and China, the collapse of the Iran nuclear deal, and a budding economic crisis that has set off inflationary spirals, financial panics, and even political upheaval around the world. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.